Hornet Cameron is helping to oversee the food network kaupapa here at Ngā Whare Wātea. It's ready to feed 200,000 whānau, but really it's a logistical challenge. The uptake's led by Māori providers and up to 12 marae known as Te Taumata Kōrero. Main objective, using its network base to access essentials from supermarkets and food distributors to roll its scheme out using Ministry of Social Development funding. Hone Cameron with us to speak of this today. Tēnā koe, Hone.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Morena, te whānau.
And look, mate, I've got to take my hat off to the kaimahi. You've been working tirelessly here at Ngā Whare Wātea. We've utilised one of the big warehouses here to stock up on food. The difference here now, the way, Hone, is that it's not donated food. It's products that people in lockdown need. There's a big stack of it. I hear that 18 trucks arrived over the weekend with kai and produce. Tell us some of the logistics you're working with here.
Hi, Dale. So as we know, the Māori Food Network was created or stood up by a collective of marae called Taumata Kōrero, and collectively they've pulled their resources to their networks to be able to get the kai into Ngā Whare Wātea. Logistically, it comes from Pack and Save in Albany. So we've employed a carrier to bring that into us. As you said, there was a number of trucks delivered over the weekend. we then put it into our warehouse. And then from there, we've got a team of packers that have come on board, and they are mainly made up of kaimahi that are made up from whānau that work, that are connected to Ngā Whare Wātea, and we're also using a team of guys out of corrections who also do work with it. You know, they come into our house as they come out of prison, and then we've put them into work as well. So it goes into our warehouse, and from there it gets packed. Some of our larger marae are taking it in a bulk order and they'll pack it themselves. We've hired a big 11-ton truck so that we can deliver out to our partners. So today is the first day of delivery. It's taken us this long, so which is amazingly quick, really, when you think of the bigger scheme of things. We've had to get 150 pallets into the warehouse. We've then got to break it all down, put it into boxes in some cases, which is around about 2,000 boxes in this week, and then get that deployed out to our partners. So there's a bit of a challenge, but it's pioneering stuff for us because it's very new. But certainly with the help of our partners and Taumata Kōrero, it's been really easy because on top of that, when you're doing it for the cause, to look after our whānau, things flow and things seem to just happen a lot easier. And a real testament to the collective to be able to get this off the ground and get it out to our whānau quickly.
We are used to delivering food parcels, of course. We've done that many Christmases and beyond. The food bank's operated for a number of years here off the marae, and mostly that's with donated food. This time around, though, we're able to access, Hone, products that people need. We're talking hygiene, sanitary products, etc., as well as kai, quite obviously. What, from your read, is the most need out in the community at this time?
There are a number of items, but we've gone about creating kai to be delivered that our whānau are wanting. We are very appreciative of our connections with the Auckland City Mission and the New Zealand Food Network that supply us kai for our food banks throughout the Rohe. But we've, some of the essential things are, obviously there's cereals, there's salt, there's pepper, there's flour, perishable, non-perishable goods that can go a little bit further. And also, we've got sanitary packs as well. We've got washing powder, soaps, sanitizers, wipes, And the other thing that we're looking, that we've onboarded as well as, which is in quite high demand, is nappies and formula. So those are the things. Nappies and formula have been requested quite a lot lately through our on-call system. So yeah, those are the things that are really that people are struggling to find because they're going quickly off the shelves. Oh, on top of that as well, we've got toilet paper, so that's an essential as well.
Can we just pause and acknowledge these guys who've done time and, you know, they get a bad rap, of course, and then they come out and can struggle to get employ. Yet here they are at a very difficult time putting their best foot forward and, you know, helping others. What does that say of the attitude we display as Tangata Whenua towards helping our people who have faltered reintegrate?
Hi, well, you know, it's I think it's an innate, you know, feeling that we as Māori have to support our whānau, to support anybody in need, really. You know, it's call it our tribal kind of attitude towards making sure that everybody's taken care of. You know, and it's really, you know, to be able to give these guys an opportunity so soon after, you know, them coming back into society. You know, that's what the kaupapa is all about in terms of what we deliver here. And, you know, we need to make sure that we, you know, we put that at the forefront of all the things that we do as well.
What are some of your protocols regarding kaumahi and handling of the products, et cetera? Can we assume that they're all at least vaccinated level one?
Yes, absolutely. Our protocols, you know, nobody is allowed on site without being, without giving us a negative COVID test. And yeah, definitely at least first vaccinated. But the majority of our kaimahi on site are double vaxxed because we had that opportunity to get that done at an early stage in our essential work. So yeah, that's been pretty easy. But obviously there, you know, we need to make sure that we're keeping our bubbles pretty tight. So we have individual teams working in certain areas of the marae that are, you know, they're isolated from each other as well. And all trucks that are delivered, you know, nothing's handled by, you know, there's no double handling by two people at any one time. A truck comes in, they unload it. And then we, as they vacate, we then take over it, you know, spray it down, sanitise and everything, and then we, you know, deploy into our tents or into our shed.
Just finally, what type of money are we talking about here that Te Taumata Kōrero are spending? Is it, you know, up towards a mil a week? I don't quite know how much they have to spend or how much do you sense it's costing?
Well, we were given a grant by assisted by MSD. We had deployed about $500,000 worth of into kai cards from Pack and Save that can be used for whānau. So you know that's an immediate that can get out to them immediately. Whilst food is a little bit scarce. They can use those on other things as well, you know, trying to source meat and also trying to get, you know, the other essentials. And then we also have around about $250,000 worth of kai that we've, you know, we've selected, items have been selected, and those are the items that will be going out to partners. And then, out to our marae partners that can then send those on to our whānau. And then, yeah, look, I know that the Taumata Kōrero are being very active in sourcing more funding so that we can continue to keep this up. We see it as a sustainable system that we can continue to deliver and grow. And we really think it's, you know, for future proofing, certainly having the collective working together and networking the resources. We have no doubt that we can make this that it will be a success and that it will be an ongoing success.